There. All moved in. Now that's the last of the furniture you picked, and I'll admit, doll, you have a very keen sense of interior design. It looks good. And what were you expecting? That I'd move you into some motel? No. Our clan has the entire apartment complex, so this entire apartment is all yours. And the best part is, no rent required. I mean, unless you'd like to give me money, but I don't need it. Of course, doll, my pleasure. Now, since you're moved in, and I'll let you get settled, but there is just one rule, kind of, not a rule, but if you ever need to leave, go out, explore, meet any of the other people in the clan, just let me know first. Well, it's just that my clan takes in a lot of, not strays, but vampires without makers. Yeah, like me. We didn't meet our makers, we have no bonds to them. A lot of us were just kind of left on our own. We try to find the ones that were recently turned, who haven't really gotten a grasp on the whole vampire thing. And, well, sometimes some vampires can be in a rougher state than others. Yeah, yes, the separation pains. Glad to see you were paying attention, you remembered. If the separation pains get to be too much, vampires can sometimes go a little stir crazy. They can go into what's called a bloodlust. And being around someone like you, someone living and with blood magic, they can sometimes lose their self-control. Yes, without the proper restrictions, they can be dangerous. But that's why you have me, and you'll let me know if you want to go wandering, okay? And they're not bad people, they're just a little out of control for the moment until they get settled in their new existence. I don't mean to scare you. I just want to make sure that my doll is safe. And it won't take long. Once they get used to you being around, you'll be fine. But for the time being, just come to me. It's not a problem. No, now that you're actually here, I don't have to worry about going back and forth, so anytime you need me, I will be right here. And so will anyone else in the clan if you need them. I know. Hopefully you do meet them soon. I know that Isaiah should be coming back from his hunt soon, maybe next week or so. Hopefully, potentially. Yeah, hunting. It's how we feed. Well, I say hunting, but it's not about killing. When vampires hunt, they hunt for meals. But Isaiah goes out because he gets antsy living in one place. So when he hunts, he likes to go out of state or, on particular events, out of the country. Yeah, he pulls little stunts like that all the time. Well, he loved traveling when he was human, so he takes advantage of it whenever he can now that he's a vampire. Not recently, but I do like to travel on occasion. More so other countries than other states. Isaiah and I have gone to Canada, South America, Serbia, France, even Norway one or two times. It's fun, but it's also dangerous being what we are going overseas. If you get stuck on a plane or on a boat and the sun starts to rise, it can get pretty dicey. So we travel sparingly. When do I? When I can. I try not to feed in front of you because I don't want you to get nervous or uncomfortable seeing that kind of thing. You've gotten a lot better being around blood ever since you started training, but a nicked finger is a lot different than seeing someone drink it. No, I don't travel much like Isaiah. I hunt like most other vampires. Going out a town or two over, meeting someone at night, either someone looking for a hookup or someone who's just a little too drunk for their own good, stumbling alone. We pull them in with our lure, we trance them, and then we feed. Simple. And it's not enough to do any real damage. It's more like when you get your blood drawn from a doctor. You might feel a little woozy. You might feel a little woozy afterwards, but that'll be the worst of it. Nothing some time and a snack won't cure. So curious. What, now that you have me all to yourself, you want to know everything about vampires? Well, good for you. I don't mind sharing. No, we won't just go for drunks or people looking to hook up. Actually, a lot of vampires will find other magic users who come to us willingly. They've got a thing for being bitten by a vampire, which is interesting to deal with. It's not to my taste, so I try to avoid that group as much as possible. Instead, I find non-wielders. Most vampires find non-wielders, since it's just simpler. No need to go into all the messy details on the process. Just pull them in and bite. And then afterwards, we erase their memories. Yes. Yes, vampires do have the ability to alter memories, but it's... Well, it's actually kind of like with blood mages. We can only do it through the exchange of blood, so we can only alter the memories of those we bite. And it's only a short period of time. Couple minutes, maybe an hour, depending on how much we drank. It's more of an insurance policy. That, and vampires can alter the memories of those that they turn, which, considering none of us have makers, is not really a problem. A little bit of magic to ensure that they don't remember being bitten. It's one of the reasons that vampires have lasted for so long. A little underhanded, isn't it? But vampires take what they can get, and they will do whatever they can to survive. They're a harsh breed, aren't they? It's certainly a different way of life to get used to. No, doll, you don't have to say sorry. It's okay. It's something everyone here has had to go through. It's part of the whole turning process. But it's just another reason why I'm so grateful for you. Getting to teach you about blood magic and getting to train you has been some of the most fun I've had in a long, long time. What? No, you were going to ask me something. What is it? Oh. Yes, that is totally fine. I was turned about 12 years ago, which isn't very long in vampire time. I'm still kind of a baby in that regard, but it certainly felt like long enough. Oh? Wow. Just moved in and already asking when you can leave. No, it was a joke. I'm kidding. I would be more than happy to bring you back to visit family, friends, just to go back and see home anytime. Let's just get you settled in first, okay? Yeah, no, I'm... Doll, I'll bring you back. 100%. That is not a problem. I'm just saying, I need you to get settled here. We still need to keep going with your training. You still need to get control of your magic, remember? That's the whole reason we left in the first place. We don't want another roommate incident, do we? That's what I thought. So, we will leave the visiting plans for later. For now, you've got an entire apartment to play with. You can decorate it however you like. Nothing is off the table. Make lists, make design mock-ups, just tell me whatever you want to get, and we can style this however you want. Okay? You just had a huge transition in your life. It's gonna be natural to want to take a step back or to go back to the familiar, but you're in the right place, and you're doing well. So for now, just take some time. Take some time. Settle in. Get used to being here. All right? That's my doll. Good. Now, I will give you some alone time, some privacy to unpack, put everything where you want it, and you think of those decoration ideas. Oh, and make a list for groceries, because I forgot. Even though I don't eat, you have to. And I would love to take you out for food every day, but you do have a very lovely kitchen that needs to be stocked. So, make up those lists. Think of what you want, and we will go out later. Okay? Perfect. I'll be here in the building, so if you need me at any time, just call my name. I'll hear you. Perfect. All right. Have fun.